The U.S. and its allies are discussing ways to rescue thousands of Iraqi civilians trapped on a mountaintop in northern Iraq. They are mostly members of religious minorities. They are fleeing attacks by Islamic State militants. Ben Rhodes is a national security advisor for President Barack Obama. He said the president would decide within days whether to send American military troops to help. He said the administration does not believe American troops will return to a combat role in Iraq. Earlier Tuesday, the U.S. deployed more than 100 military advisors to northern Iraq to help find ways to help the trapped civilians. They include members of the Yazidi and Christian minority groups. France said it is sending weapons to Kurdish forces in Iraq to help them fight Islamic State militants who have taken control of the area. The French government said the weapons would be sent within hours. British Prime Minister David Cameron said an international plan is being developed to rescue the refugees. Almost 300 trucks left Moscow Tuesday, loaded with aid for civilians in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia reportedly reached an agreement to permit the trucks to enter Kharkiv province. But on Wednesday, Ukraine's Interior Minister Arsen Avakov called the transport a provocation. He said the trucks would not be permitted to enter Ukraine. A spokesman for Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko warned that the country faced the possibility of, in his words, a direct invasion of the Ukrainian territory under the pretense of humanitarian cargo delivery. At least two rockets fired from the Gaza Strip landed inside southern Israel late Wednesday. The attack came moments before Palestinian negotiators said they had agreed to extend a ceasefire with Israel for 5 days. Hamas militants denied firing the rockets. Israel says no damage resulted.